Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's time for your Friday the 13th edition of the BTN News Show. Yes, 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 indeed. It is November 13th, Friday, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, Windows users that are on Windows 10 at least, did you notice that big bulky update you got yesterday? And maybe still getting right now. Yes, indeed, Microsoft has rolled out its first major Windows 10 update for PCs and those tablets too. So, what have you got to look forward to in your big bulky update? Well, according to Microsoft, a lot of improvements. They're saying all aspects of the platform have a new experience to them. So, we'll give you just a rundown of a few here. They're saying performance in everyday tasks is improved. Boot time is also about 30% faster, which is nice to see. There's been improvements in Mail, Calendar, Photos, Groove, Xbox, Windows Store, OneNote, and even the Solitaire game. Yippee! Probably the biggest thing you're going to see as far as the updates go is for the Edge browser. Lots of performance and security improvements there. It also has a new tab preview feature, so that allows you to hover over your tabs and see what's open on each without having to leave the page that you're on. Oh, ain't that nice? So it looks like the update is all flowers and sunshine. But I'm sure there's a few things in there that probably got screwed up. After all, it is a Windows update, and it wouldn't be complete without some errors here and there. Could it be that Apple is thinking about getting into peer-to-peer payments? Well, rumors are suggesting that could be the thing. Yes, those new rumors out there say that Apple is indeed working on a new peer-to-peer payment app that would compete with the likes of, say, PayPal. Right now, Apple is supposedly in talks with banks to develop the app, which we're hearing could launch sometime next year. This is all coming, by the way, from the Wall Street Journal. So why would Apple want to venture here? Well, other than the fact that Apple Pay hasn't really fired up much, has it? In fact, the recent survey says only about 16.6% of iPhone 6 or 6 Plus users actually use the thing. So they're hoping a move to peer-to-peer payments could help Apple find an audience a little bit faster than they are right now. Yeah, Apple hasn't had a whole lot of things blowing up lately, have they? The watch, iPhone 6S and 6S Plus, that's kind of... So yeah, Apple's kind of in a land right now. Hey, iOS users, speaking of Apple, you need a new browser, you're sick of Safari, and is Chrome crashing for you every left and right? Firefox is here! Yes, it's no longer just available in New Zealand as a beta test. It is now available for all to use. Now, yes, truth be told, Firefox has been available for Android users for quite a few years. And it was all because of a dispute over the use of Apple standards that prevented Mozilla from actually making their app available to all of us on iOS. But ultimately, it looks like Mozilla just gave in, and finally now we can get the browser on the App Store. There's some nice features that you can expect in the new browser, including private browsing, only if you're on iOS 9 though, by the way. You can sync across devices, which is nice, and also has intelligent searches. Now, no, you're not going to get that full Firefox experience that you would get on the desktop or even your Android device, but at least now you can take some of that experience on the go with you. Google has introduced a new About Me page that's going to let you help control how your personal info is shared across the World Wide Web, or at least on Google. Now, according to a Google spokesperson, with this new feature, there's absolutely no change to what information people can see, but a way for people to better control what people see when they come across them when doing a search. The new About Me page is tailored for each user and contains information like, your work history, your contact information, your educational background, places of birth, and pretty much what else you want to put out there. The nice feature about the page, though, it does enable users to edit or even delete information they don't want other people to be able to see. Pretty much, this is all the information that lived on your Google Plus profile, but nobody ever goes there anymore. Google's hoping that since they have so much information on you now, you can now share it in a way that you're more comfortable with. Aha, I can share it the way I'm comfortable with. Hey, Google, how about I'm not comfortable sharing anything with you? Oh, I don't have that option, do I? Damn. And finally, you know, we are becoming a society that is so dependent and pretty much tied to our smartphone. So much, in fact, it seems like that most people would rather just sleep with their cell phone than actually have sex with the person they're next to. Disgusting, yes. How truthful is it? Well, it's gonna scare you. Yes, a new study involving about 3,000 participants aged between 25 and 30 found out that 1 in 3 people reported a decline in their sex life since they started taking their smartphones and tablets into the bedroom. In fact, also in the study, this is even creepier. 20% of the people in that group, yeah, they actually use their cell phones during sex. Yeah, maybe they're just using the camera. I hope they're not on Twitter tweeting out play-by-play anyways. And 12% actually felt that the technology was getting in the way of the relationship. Hey, there's the smart ones. How conclusive is this research? Well, it's only 3,000, so yeah, it's a pretty small number. And most people don't really want to talk about their sex life still. However, though, if you are one of these people where it seems to be affecting you, here's what you could do. Don't bring it in. There you go. And on the other hand, don't use it while you're doing your thing. Because if you're doing that, you've got worse problems in your relationship. Trust me. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website and check out all the great shows at BritishTechNetwork.com. Also, don't forget to, if you're loving everything that we do here at BTN, consider giving us a little small donation through a patron fund. Your help goes a long way in helping keeping all your favorite BTN shows on the air. And of course, if you're already donating to us, thank you, thank you, thank you so very much. Don't forget to follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Oh, it's Friday, so yes, indeed, we're heading towards the weekend. Looking forward to a couple of days off. It'll be nice. But don't worry, we'll be back here on Monday getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, enjoy your Friday. Hallelujah. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.